Epiphany Farms is opening its latest restaurant. Chefs Stu Hummel and Ken Mishka say Bakery and Pickle in downtown Bloomington will have baked goods and, well, pickles, too, at a speakeasy-style bar. In this interview with Mary Collin, Hummel and Mishka say they're going for a 20s Prohibition-era vibe.
We wanted it to feel kind of hidden and kind of like excluded in a little bit of ways. We wanted people to walk by and think that it's just a closed bakery or an antique shop. And then the guests that engage with us and who are fans of the experiences that we've been able to craft can push beyond the marketplace and enter this like kind of new restaurant world. And we've been pretty creative with the way that the meal is executed. And so it's going to be a lot different than a traditional experience.
So Epiphany Farms restaurants are becoming more and more diverse, specializing in sushi to the soon-to-be Korean barbecue. What's the challenge in tackling so many food types?
First of all, operating restaurants are one of the most challenging things that I think anybody could take on, as well as operating full-go farms. But we want to be able to offer different experiences and completely different concepts to the community, rather than having the cookie-cutter Italian restaurant that you see popping up every other weekend. Epiphany Farms is all about creating experiences and selling a feeling rather than just food. So with the Bakery and Pickle, we wanted to create something that was very unique. And we almost have two experiences that you can have here. One being a private supper club where you come in and have a booked experience, or you could go for the late night post 9 p.m. experience. And that's the rowdy bar crowd coming in and having fun with a limited a la carte menu.
Don't companies usually seek economies of scale rather than variety? And how does your experience offering change your perspective on that?
Quality over quantity. I think there's two things that have played into our decision to diversify our menu mixes and our concepts. The one is that when we started studying agriculture and studying how we were going to farm, we realized that we wanted to be organic, sustainable, regenerative farmers. And in order to do that, you need to have a very diverse landscape. So we don't just plant, you know, corn or sweet corn or just beans or just potatoes. We plant a very diverse amount of crops. And with that, restaurants, when you design menus, use only a very specific amount of things. And so by having different concepts, we are able to increase the amount of variety and diversity that our farm is planting. So that's one thing. The other thing is that when you utilize the entire animal, nose to tail, you know, whether it's beef, goats, pigs, or chickens, it's very challenging to have an engineered menu that uses all of the cuts of the pork. So for instance, when you dine at Epiphany, downstairs has got the pork feature, which is a rotating seasonal menu item that has different cuts from the center of the pig. And then a lot of the things like the dumplings or the ramen or the pizza, like those things have other cuts. Maybe it's the sausage or it's ground or it's the belly that's on the ramen or it's the neck and the shanks that go into the dumplings. Like, so by having a diverse menu mix, we can utilize more of the animal. Same thing here. It's like with chickens, we have no problem utilizing the chicken, but we have a lot of necks, we have a lot of feet, we have a lot of livers. And so this menu is being like kind of engineered to utilize the things to allow our farming practices to be more sustainable. And that's really one of the reasons. The other reason is that if we were to just go after economies of scale and just spread out, which we've looked at, possibly going to Peoria or Champaign or Springfield or other markets, middle-sized markets with the same concepts we already have, whether it's an Anjou Above or an Epiphany Farms or like an Anjou Express or something like that, then we get spread out geographically. And that is something that we have decided we want to not do, because we like being in proximity to the land and to the farm, and we like being able to work on, as one team.
Do you find yourselves competing with your other restaurants?
I think it could be a problem, but I don't think we look at it as that. And so, I mean, even with other restaurants in the area, I don't really feel like we compete. We're all kind of playing our part in the community, but it is thought about when we do the menu design and when we decide on what we're going to be offering at each location. We've kind of taken the premise of, like, let's move into these old buildings, let's give them new life, let's upcycle them, kind of like our farming techniques. It's like we're doing old things, we're doing things that we were doing, you know, early 1900s, and, you know, we're in these old buildings. I think this building was like 1905 or something like that, and Epiphany was 1902, the old Bank of Leroy was 1919, and so, like, giving them new energy. But since you're not designing the build-out around the concept, you have to kind of reverse it. You have to live in the space, understand the space, figure out what the space is really playing towards, and then execute the concept. And so we lived in this space as a bakery for 2.5 years, and we've thrown all sorts of different ideas of how we're going to do this. And now Bakery and Pickle is a representation of our efforts as a team to craft this experience. So we don't necessarily force it. I mean, one of the design principles we follow is to accomplish the most with the least amount of impact or the least amount of effort. And so that's really what the space is. And the other thing is, it's also a long-term strategy for us, because we know that our company has to continue to evolve, and we have some ideas of how we want Epiphany Farms to evolve, that restaurant, and we're hoping that this Bakery and Pickle being open, offering this type of experience, is going to take a little bit of pressure off of Epiphany Farms and allow Epiphany Farms to continue to evolve.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen. We're talking with chef co-owners Ken Mishka and Stu Hummel about Epiphany Farms Hospitality Group's new restaurant opening in downtown Bloomington. So we talked about it a little bit before, but there's an increase in small business restaurants over corporate chains. Epiphany Farms is a major contributor to that with its constantly growing local ventures. Why is the rise of these small business restaurants so important to the local economy?
As people start to understand where the food comes from and how important nutrition is and how food is prepared and the practices in which animal husbandry comes into play, that affects where people are going to spend their food dollars. Epiphany Farms represents something that we truly care about, and that's being stewards of the land as well as being awesome culinarians and creating these awesome experiences for people. And we're fortunate enough to have the opportunity to now have nearing 200 employees around us that all have the same beliefs and principles that we do. And that's the most important thing in my life, in my opinion, is to really stand behind something that we feel proud of and to be able to educate people on their food choices and where they spend their food dollars and why it's important to support small businesses and to help the community grow. And understanding that as people spend their money within this community, it strengthens it time and time over.
Downtown Bloomington seems to be constantly revitalizing itself. And what does the addition of Bakery and Pickle do for the area?
Bakery and Pickle will strengthen the downtown Bloomington, how should I say, food scene, if you will, which there really isn't much of a food scene in downtown Bloomington. I'll give a shout out to Night Shop, who just opened about 6 months ago. There's multiple businesses that are starting to migrate back downtown, and I think that we can bring a lot of action and life to this space. We need more commerce. We need more small business. Hopefully the Bakery and Pickle will strengthen Epiphany Farms brand image. And I like to think that we have the reputation of, oh, Epiphany Farms, they're going to take care of us. Or they provide the best hospitality. Or they have all my favorite restaurants, not just Epiphany Farms. That's my favorite. Orangi, that's my favorite. It's like everything they do, everything they touch, golden. So we're going to continue to expand upon that image and in that mindset, and bringing the team down here and kind of figuring out how this whole process is going to work is our next challenge. And then once we conquer this one, on to the next.
A lot of this is like, how do you preserve that feeling of Lancaster's? You know, the college student wouldn't walk into Lancaster's because it was a fine dining restaurant. They're not necessarily going to walk into our restaurant because it looks like it's a closed antique shop. But every bar you go to downtown, you have that wave of Uber drivers and college students and buses. And we've done a great job moving the buses off of Main Street and opening that up for pedestrians. But each bar is just completely flooded with people, and they take advantage of that. And then the byproduct of that is a very unsafe, dangerous, sticky, dirty, smelly, overcrowded location. So I'm hoping that the Bakery and Pickle is going to bring a lot of class and refinement to downtown Bloomington again, because it's hard to find between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. And so I'm hoping that the Bakery and Pickle is this like secret little oasis where local business professionals can come and have a great drink and a good conversation and feel a really awesome vibe and eat food that they would normally have had to drive to Chicago to get.
It's almost like the front of the bakery is a different business than the speakeasy supper club. And you have to know about it to get in. And it probably wouldn't have worked any other way. If the storefront were just a restaurant where you could enter a vestibule to a host stand into a restaurant, you wouldn't be able to create this really special, exclusive feel that I think I don't want to say the upper echelon, but like the doctors and lawyers and people that used to support Lancaster's are really, really thirsty for.
Ken, getting back to a little thing that you hinted at before, it's going to be, this isn't the typical place that a college kid's going to want to go to or that they're even going to be able to get into. Is that part of the reason why we're using such a secretive password? You have to have this password to get in, and you, only certain people are going to know it, and you have to get it from a certain way. Is this kind of a way to keep the college atmosphere away?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of our workforce is mature college professionals. And so I think, you know, there's a difference between the newly 21 and then the, you know, the person that's going to school for a master's degree. And so I think the college students with, you know, nowadays with Instagram and Facebook and Yelp, I mean, as soon as this place is open, the cat's going to be out the bag and people are going to know about it. What's going to be funny is that they're not going to know how to get in. And what we've asked them to do is just simply engage. And so there's a phone number for the space. You can't call it. You get a voicemail that says we don't answer it. You got to send a text message. And you send the text message, and then we reply with, send a text message with your first and your last name, the amount of people in your party, what time you'd like to come in, and then your email. And then we'll send you back confirmation password and the time that we can have you in. And then that's how we manage the front door. We can also have walk-ins and things like that, although we do anticipate, you know, the first couple weeks being pretty busy. And we're trying to ramp things up. We're not trying to be too busy and put our staff in an uncomfortable place. And we want to make sure that everyone that does book an experience has a really, really good, well-crafted meal. So I don't know. I think it'll be open. You got to just, you know, you can either book a reservation for the main experience, or you can text the phone number and get the password and come in. We aren't allowing for reservations for the late night yet. But that is something that over time we will.
You've been planning Bakery and Pickles since before State Farm closed its downtown building. How will you succeed with a hit from not having those workers in town?
With the 130,000 plus individuals that are in McLean County, in the surrounding communities of Bloomington, Normal, State Farm, it is, it's very unfortunate that they have to release people, but that creates opportunity for other people. There's an experience to be had with Epiphany, and us creating the Bakery and Pickle has been for our loyalists of Epiphany Farms. When you know us, especially personally, when you know our staff, when you know our restaurant, we created this for the people that have supported us for the last X amount of years. And that's cool that we have the opportunity to extend the initial invites to those very, very near and dear to us, to offer the first experiences up to them. And then as it kind of bleeds into the community, we can continue to bring in new people and share and create new experiences. But people yelp, they have cars, they drive. I go to Chicago when I want to dine. Now I have an awesome restaurant now that I can create the food that's kind of risky, little guilty pleasures that I would have to normally go to Chicago for. Now we can offer that in this demographic. So I think that very soon we're going to have people coming down from Chicago to do the, not the bar crawl, but the restaurant crawl of Old Bank for brunch into Anjou for lunch, Epiphany, and late night speakeasy. We can accommodate a substantial four-stop destination experience here in Bloomington.
Does this venture fit into nationwide trends in restaurants?
Yeah, I would say more than nationwide. It's a global trend now. I mean, we were just visiting in Korea last year, and there's multiple speakeasies that are popping up, and it's kind of cool that it's coming back. It's neat that it's interesting. I think nowadays it's not just about a meal to fill my stomach and then go do something entertaining, go to a movie or go out. You know, it's the meal is becoming more of the experience. You're not just paying for, you know, great food, but you're also paying for a good time and laughter and a place to be. And, you know, it's, people want more. And we wanted to change the way a typical meal works. You come into a meal and, you know, you get greeted by an employee. Hopefully they're well-trained and they know what they're talking about and they do a great job. But it's like you're kind of getting talked down to by them because they're looking over the table. And there's just like this like weird motion thing. And, you know, people are reading they're reading the menu, but they're not really reading the mail. They're not paying attention. And everyone's on their phones and on their Instagram. And it takes them, you know, 5 more minutes now to order than it used to. And it feels weird to us, and it's going a weird direction. And so by changing the premise of this restaurant, by turning into a speakeasy and having a completely different experience, we can kind of change the interaction and the way that the meal happens. And that's what we're most excited about, because you're going to actually meet the server face to face. You know, walk into the space and instantly you're going to have a cocktail in your hand. Instantly you're going to get bites of food. Right away you're going to meet the server at the bar area, standing up, you're talking to them. They're going to explain the cocktail program, explain what we're doing. You order your beverage and you get to go back to your, then you go to your table. Once you go to the table, you learn about what the chefs have in store for you. You see what adjustments you can make. You can add supplements. You can expand the courses. You can pick between entrees. And then it's a shared, fun, communal experience. And we want them to leave and be like, wow, that was not only a great value, but that was just a really, really fun time. I remember about 4 years ago when we opened up Anju, Craig Cahan, who runs all of our events, he was ecstatic. Because all these guests were leaving Anju and they kept on saying that was such a fun time. And it's like, what restaurant do you go to and you leave and you're like, that was fun. That's cool. Like, that's what we want. And we want our brand to be known for that. And so I think we're just going to be able to kind of experiment and take it a cool direction here.
That's chefs Ken Mishka and Stu Hummel talking with GLT's Mary Cullen about the opening of the new Epiphany Farms restaurant, Bakery and Pickle in downtown Bloomington. This is Sound Ideas.